Welcome to Rise Up Ministries Mississippi Podcast. Join us for a dynamic journey of faith and community. I'm John Kahn, and on this podcast, we'll share inspiring sermons, discuss our spiritual walks, provide biblical counseling insights, and feature uplifting community interviews. From deep dives into scripture to practical advice for navigating life's challenges, we're here to support you on your path. Subscribe now, and let's rise together with Rise Up Ministries Mississippi. Hey everybody, this is John with Rise Up Ministries, and today we're going to be talking about pastor appreciation. We live in a world that's full of chaos and confusion, and pastors are like shepherds guiding us on this spiritual journey. So let's explore what a pastor means, or what a shepherd means, and what it means to be a sheep. And so we can look at Ephesians 4:11, and we see where Apostle Paul says this is one of the five ministry gifts. And we know that the term pastor and shepherd are linked together. And we also know that it's a divine calling to care for people, lead God's people, just as a shepherd tends to his sheep. So what does that look like? What does it look like to clock in and clock out as a shepherd? And what does it look like to live a life of in the day of a sheep? So let's start with a shepherd. So a shepherd is responsible for daily head counts. That they would do a head count each day in the morning when the sheep left the fold and in the evening as they returned. And when they were counting these sheep, they would do an individual examination. They would look for signs of illness, injury. They would do a close inspection because this would help the shepherd identify any special needs that the sheep may need. But also shepherds would guard against predators. They were responsible for protecting their sheep from the predators such as wolves, lions, and thieves. They would carry staffs or rods to defend the flock, but they would also lead the flock. The shepherds would lead the flock to like suitable grazing areas, suitable sources of water. They had to know the terrain well, and they would have to guide sheep to a safe and productive location. But the shepherd would often give names to their sheep, and the sheep would recognize and respond to the shepherd's voice. So this allowed the shepherd to call the sheep and lead them in the right direction. The shepherd would have to be careful when providing food and water because they had to have adequate grazing. They had to have sufficient grass. They had to have sufficient food to eat, but they had to be led to still waters. They had to be led to dew-laden grass because they would potentially drown if they got too much water mixed in with their coat. But also shepherds would have to often do rescue missions because sheep tend to wander and they get focused on eating and grazing that they leave the flock. And so this would potentially lead the sheep into difficult terrain or maybe even difficult and dangerous situations. And so that shepherd would go out and find them. And sometimes the shepherd would have to carry it back to the fold, throwing the sheep on his shoulders. So this shows that great care and effort to ensure the safety of the sheep. But then the shepherd would have to tend to the wounds. If the sheep was injured or became sick, the shepherd would provide that care and that treatment. But they would also clean the wounds and dress the wounds. But they would separate the sick sheep from the healthy ones. And then at night, shepherds often kept their sheep in enclosures or pens to protect them from nocturnal predators or thieves. And so the shepherd would position himself at the entrance to this pen, acting as a gatekeeper. So now we look at sheep, and we know they're defenseless creatures. They're easily led astray without proper guidance. So pastors protect us from the dangers of false teaching and worldly distractions, just as the shepherd protects sheep from the dangers of the world and distractions. And so sheep have the tendency to wander. They will stay focused on that grazing, and they'll just wander off, and they'll get stuck in thickets. They'll fall into ditches. And then they set themselves up for predators to lurk around them and have a meal. These sheep are not known for their acute sense of danger or awareness of their surroundings. So they may not recognize hazards or cliffs or steep drops or fast-moving water. And so they might accidentally stumble into these situations. But then in sheep as a whole, in the presence of a perceived threat, they will panic and stampede. And this can lead to injuries or even death as they trample over one another in their attempts to escape their perceived danger. And so due to their docile nature, their limited self-defense mechanisms, sheep are vulnerable to predators. And we can see in the terrain, depending on the situation, you have wolves, coyotes, mountain lions, bears, whatever it may, hyenas. But when left untended without proper protection, they can fall victim to these natural threats. Sometimes sheep can also be prone to overgrazing if not properly managed. They may consume all available vegetation in the area, leading to depletion of food sources and potential malnutrition or starvation. And sheep can suffer from various health issues, including parasites, diseases, and diseases. Left untreated, these conditions can cause suffering or even death. But then sheep are also sensitive to extreme weather conditions. They can suffer from heat stroke in hot weather or hyperthermia in cold weather if not provided with appropriate shelter and care. But sheep also have no natural defense mechanisms. They don't have sharp teeth. They don't have claws. They lack physical means to protect themselves from threats. Their primary defense is to stay within the safety of the flock and rely on a shepherd. So if we look at John 10:7-9, it says, "Therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." So in these verses, Jesus is metaphorically presenting himself as the gate or the door for the sheep, emphasizing that through him, people enter salvation and eternal life. And then John 10:11 goes on, "And I am the good shepherd, the shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep." So this is in the same passage, but what Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd who willingly lays down his life for his sheep. It underscores his sacrificial love and care for his followers. And then Hebrews 13:20 says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep." See, Hebrews describes Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep, highlighting his role as the ultimate guide and the protector of believers. In 1 Peter 2:25, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." See, in this first letter, the Apostle Peter refers to Jesus as the shepherd and overseer of our souls, emphasizing, you know, the Christ's role in guiding and watching over our spiritual well-being. So, being a pastor, the spiritual guidance has to be there. We have to provide spiritual guidance. Just as shepherds leads and protects his flock, they lead us towards green pastures of God's word and protects us from the dangers of worldly temptations. But then also pastors have to have this sacrificial love. See, a shepherd's role is marked by this sacrificial love. See, in John 10:11, Jesus declared himself as the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. So pastors are called to emulate this sacrificial love, caring for their flock with selflessness and devotion. So selflessness. A pastor's role is not about personal gain or recognition. It's about putting the needs of the congregation above their own desires. It means being there when the flock needs them, regardless of the personal costs. The selflessness can manifest in many ways, from spending long hours in prayer and counseling or being a source of strength in times of crisis. But pastors are also called to devotion, to be devoted to their congregations just as Christ is devoted to his sheep. This devotion involves not only preaching and teaching, but also genuinely caring for the spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being of each member. It means being present in both times of joy and sorrow, rejoicing with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn, Romans 12:15. But it's also leading by example. Like Christ, pastors are called to lead by example. They should model the Christian life, showing what it means to love, forgive, and serve others. Their lives should be a testament to the transformative power of Christ's love. But then they also should serve through challenges. Just as Christ faced challenges and opposition, pastors may encounter difficulties in their ministry. Sacrificial love means persevering through these challenges with unwavering faith, continuing to care for the flock even in the face of adversity. But ultimately, pastors are called to point their congregations to the cross of Christ, where the ultimate sacrifice was made. It is through this message of the cross that we find forgiveness, redemption, and eternal life. Pastors help us understand and embrace this message by their sacrificial love and devotion. See, pastors have to feed the flock. See, just as sheep depend on a shepherd for nourishment, pastors are tasked with feeding our souls with the Word of God. They break open the bread of life, teaching and expounding on Scripture so that we may grow spiritually. Now, Jesus declared in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. See, pastors are entrusted with the task of breaking open the bread of life for us, the Word of God. They help us understand and apply the teachings of Christ, which satisfy our spiritual hunger and quench our spiritual thirst. So pastors are also called to be skilled interpreters of the Word. They delve into the depths of Scripture. They study the Scripture. They uncover the truths and wisdom. They share these insights with the congregation through sermons, Bible studies, teaching, pastor illustrations of the Scripture, but making them accessible and relevant to our lives. Just as a healthy diet promotes physical growth, the spiritual nourishment provided by pastors facilitates our spiritual growth. They guide us in this journey of faith, helping us mature in Christ and equipping us to face the challenges of a life with a solid foundation in God's Word. The pastors not only teach the Word, but also help us apply it in our daily lives. They provide practical guidance on how to live out our faith, to make godly decisions, and to be a light in the world. This application transforms head knowledge into heart transformation. But in a world filled with spiritual distractions and false teachings, pastors act as a guardian of sound doctrine. They protect the flock from spiritual malnutrition by ensuring that what is taught aligns with the truth of Scripture. And while pastors provide spiritual nourishment, they also encourage us to develop a personal relationship with the Word of God. Through their example, they inspire us to engage in personal Bible study and prayer, deepening our understanding of God's Word and the ability to compare what the pastor is saying with the Word of God. But pastors also protect us from spiritual predators. This could be false teaching, worldly temptation, schemes of the enemy that all lead us astray. So pastors should act as spiritual watchmen, warning the flock about these dangers and equipping them with knowledge and discernment needed to identify and resist this deception. But they also guide us along this path of righteousness. Just as shepherds lead their sheep to green pastures and still waters, pastors guide us along with the path of righteousness. They provide direction and encouragement in living a life that honors God. Their teachings and sermons are like signposts on our journey, pointing us toward a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. But pastors are not just teachers. They are also intercessors. They lift up their congregation in prayer, seeking God's protection, wisdom, and guidance. Their prayers are a source of strength and spiritual covering, helping to shield the flock from harm and drawing the flock closer to God's presence. But then pastors, in times of personal crisis, confusion, spiritual struggles, pastors offer counsel and support. They provide a listening ear, godly wisdom, and biblical guidance to help individuals navigate life's challenges. Their role as a counselor is instrumental in helping members find healing and resolution. And then pastors, just as a shepherd remains with the flock through the storms and trials, pastors provide steadfast leadership during difficult times. They offer hope and encouragement, reminding us of God's faithfulness and the promises found in His Word. Pastors also foster a sense of community and fellowship within the congregation. Through their leadership, they create an environment where believers can support and encourage one another on this journey. But also, pastors hold the responsibility of maintaining spiritual accountability within the church. They help members stay on a path of righteousness by encouraging confession and repentance when needed, and in ensuring the flock remains spiritually healthy. Shepherds tend to the wounded and the broken among the flock. Similarly, the pastors offer spiritual healing and comfort to those who are hurting, reminding us of God's boundless grace and forgiveness. So pastors will tend to the wound. Pastors will help with spiritual healing. Pastors will give comfort and encouragement. Pastors will help with forgiveness and reconciliation. pastors will help with the ministry of reconciliation. See 2 Corinthians 5:18, helping us bridge the gap between God and ourselves. Through their guidance, they lead us to experience the peace that comes from being in a right relationship with God. But then pastors will support those ones that are struggling with grieving. During the time of loss and grief, pastors provide invaluable support. They offer prayers, comforting words, a loving presence to those who are mourning. Their role is to remind us of the hope we have in Christ, even in the midst of sorrow. But then pastors are also here to restore the wanderers. Just as shepherd seeks out the lost sheep, pastors are dedicated to restoring those who may wander away from faith or strayed from the flock. They extend open arms and gentle guidance to help individuals on their way back to God. And then pastors foster a caring community through example of caring and compassionate love within the community of their congregation. They encourage members to support and uplift one another, creating an environment where people feel safe to share their struggles and seek healing together. See, pastors have to look at the innocence and the vulnerability of sheep, because sheep are utterly dependent on their shepherd. In the same way as God's people, we rely on our pastor to lead us in the right direction, ensuring our spiritual well-being. See, sheep instinctively follow their shepherd because they trust that he knows the way to green pastures and still waters. In the same way, we depend on our pastors to provide spiritual guidance, their knowledge of Scripture and their understanding of God's will to help us navigate the complexities of life and faith. But also, just as sheep need the shepherd to lead them to places of nourishment, we rely on pastors to feed us the Word of God. And then sheep are vulnerable to what? Predators? Pastors, once again, they have to protect us from spiritual dangers. They have to warn us about false teachings, worldly temptations, the schemes of the enemy, ensuring that we're stay safe within the fold of God's truth. But then pastors will lead us in worship, helping us draw near to God in praise and adoration. And this guidance of worship fosters a sense of unity within the congregation and facilitates our connection with the divine. But then pastors will model faith. They will care for spiritual needs. They will equip ministries. So as we celebrate pastor appreciation, let us remember the significant role of our pastors and what they play in our lives and how they play in our lives. They're not just leaders, but shepherds who guide, protect, and nurture our souls. They embody the sacrificial love of Christ and selflessly care for the spiritual needs of the congregation. So let's take time and express our gratitude not only through words, but through actions. Pray for your pastor, support your pastor, stand with your pastor, lead as they lead us through this spiritual journey. Remember that a shepherd watches over his sheep just as a pastor watches over our souls while we're on this earth. May God bless our pastors abundantly as they continue to fulfill their divine calling. Thank you all.